and talking this morning about breaking up with your friends. There is this article in Men's Health. It's like 7 reasons to end a friendship. Now, this is from the male perspective, but most of the stuff you can translate to either way. He doesn't help you move. Okay, that can translate to women. Instead, she doesn't help you have a makeout party.
That's the worst example ever.
I'm just joking. But you know what I mean. It doesn't help you with whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't help you...
with blank.
Go shopping. Yeah. Calls you when they're down. That one applies. Rarely hangs out. Jokes aren't funny anymore. Lies about small things. Talks about how much more money you make. And your significant other thinks they're a moron. So most of these... or you can take either way, I'd say, for the most part. And it's like, these are the 7 reasons to end a friendship? Surely there are better reasons, right?
It has to be.
Yeah. And especially, like, guys don't end friendships. They just merely, they kind of fade away. So I want to hear from some people who've actually broken up with a friend, and let's get a decent reason why. Not because, you know, they didn't help you move. You know? God. Like, you break up with every one of your friends, it doesn't help you move? Like, I have a lot of friends. That doesn't necessarily mean that all of them need to come help me move or...
You know, yeah, I'd only have one friend now if that was the etiquette.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
What's up with that?
We'd be each other's only friends, I think. Is that... Wow. And that was more of a you help me, I'll help you type of thing than a we're friends type of deal, so... Go ahead. Have you ever broken up with a friend before?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
My best friend tried to sleep with my husband.
Jeez!
Yeah.
How does that happen? How does they go from best friend to suddenly sleeping with your husband?
She got his phone number, his cell phone from my phone, and started calling him, and he was telling me that, you know, she was calling him, and she followed him to our hotel room and waited until I left to go get something and went up to the hotel room and tried to sleep with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that's what I don't understand. There's like people have their, like, friends will come in and wreck their relationship or attempt to. And it's like, that was your best friend at one point. And it's like, wow, not seeing that happening. You probably obviously didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming because, you know, she had a boyfriend, so.
Yeah, to me, it's like once you have a friend who has a girlfriend, that's why you say, well, even if they ever break up, it's done. Nobody can date them because, you know, you want to immediately disassociate yourself with the fact that person even has reproductive organs, you know, the minute you have a friend who finds a significant other. But, wow. Yeah, see, that's a good reason. It's a good reason. Much better than they won't help you move.
No. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Hey there, have you ever had to break up with a friend?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Over what?
She told my ex-boyfriend that I was pregnant with this kid and that I wasn't going to tell him. So I just called her up and I told her we weren't friends anymore. And that was like 2 years ago and I haven't talked to her since.
What prompted that lie?
I don't know. She's kind of one of those people that you never knew what to believe what she was saying. So it's just like drama. So I'm like, I'm done with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, see, on our top 7 list, we have these things on here. Which, did you hear these?
No, I just got my car. And
okay. He doesn't help you move. He calls on you. And you can translate these to female also, I assume. He calls you only when he's down. Rarely hangs out. Jokes aren't funny. Lies about small things. Talks about how much you earn. And your significant other thinks they're a moron. It's like, yeah, come on. Sleeping with your, you know, significant other, that might be a little bit higher up.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Bye.
Hey there, have you ever had to dump a friend?
Yes, I'm a compulsive friend dumper.
A compulsive friend dumper?
I realized it like last year.
What's happening?
About every 5 years, I end up with a whole totally new group of friends that are completely different from the old friends.
Wow.
It's kind of bad.
Well, that says something about your friend-making ability.
I know.
You're good at making them. What usually breaks them up? What happens?
I get tired of people quick.
Oh.
I think that's my problem. Like, let's go find something new.
So do you just quietly go move on, or do you...
I kind of, like, not return the phone calls, not hang out so much.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's bad.
So you don't walk into like a get together and then flip everybody and say like F y'all all, I'm out of here.
One time we went out to eat and I just was like, I have to go out with these people one more damn time. And I left the restaurant, just totally left.
Like right in the middle of the meal?
Right in the middle. And I got phone calls and I was like, I just didn't feel like doing it. And, yeah. It's horrible.
Are you married or do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm married. And that's what's even worse because my husband will make friends with these friends too. And they're like, what's wrong with her? He's like, I don't know. She just...
I'm not ready to break up with you guys yet. She's just like, her move.
And it's bad because there are some that he tries to still be friends with. And when they come over, I'm just like, eh. I got something to go do.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be people from work. It could be people that I knew when I went to school. I mean...
Well, at least you have the ability to make new friends.
Yes.
You'd think after a while, you know, word would get out about you and people wouldn't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, but hopefully I'm not the only one that's like this. When you guys said something, I was like, God, please let there be other people. Please tell me I'm not the only freak out here.
I hope we hear from somebody to save you.
God, hopefully I'm not the only one.